Hi.
Hey, Grease. This is Matt out in Rockville. How you doing?
I'm fine. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Calling you about a little problem I was having, a little legal matter, and I just wanted to vent a little frustration.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I was in a community house my junior year of college, and make a long story short, last year one of my roommates decided to sue the landlord to get our security deposit back.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me, but he was suing on behalf of me, only I never knew about it. Well, he didn't show up for the court date. Landlord turned around, countersued him. One, I never knew anything about that. Suddenly, I got a $5,200 judgment against me. I never signed a piece of paper. I didn't know a thing about it.
You don't know from nothing.
What kind of legal system we dealing with here?
Well, get a lawyer.
What's that? Well, I did, but I mean, what it's basically coming down to is this going to cost me so much in legal fees and all the rest of that, you know, to get the thing processed. It's like, you know.
Well, you know, in life you learn a little lesson. You know what happened to me one time?
What's that?
One time, somebody had access to a solicitation for a credit card. They took out a credit card in my name. They then used those checks that you get with some credit cards. You know, you can write checks and it's billed to your credit card.
Right.
They wrote two checks for $2,000, $1,000 apiece.
God.
And then years later, I went to buy a house, and they wouldn't give me the loan because they said, you never paid your credit card bill. I thought, wait a minute, I paid all my credit cards. They said, oh, no, not this one. And sure enough, there it was, a credit card that I never had a MasterCharge, and here I was owing the MasterCharge company
$2,000. And how much did it cost you to get to figure that out?
Well, I finally called them up, and they said, well, if your card's been pilfered, you got to send us these affidavits. So I sent the affidavits, and I wrote back and I said that, you know, the card was taken without my thing and I never did it. And then years later, I went to buy another house. It was still on there. I finally called the ladies up. I said, look, what do I got to do? I tell you what, if I write you a check for $2,000, will you get that off my credit, for God's sakes? So I wrote the check.
That's what's coming down to for me.
So I just I just learned that in life, you never let anybody have any access to your personal financial stuff. And in life, you never have roommates. Roommates are a no-no.
This is true.
I don't care if you can't afford a place by yourself, then you rent a room.
Hey, speaking of that little credit card fraud, you heard about these people who are now going up to people while they pull out their calling card at a payphone and peeking over their shoulder at the card and then getting a number and then running up like hundreds of dollars for the long distance?
Yeah. Of course, you got to be dumb to do that. Imagine if you had a stolen credit card and you run all these charges. You know the phone company's going to call everybody you call.
Oh, yeah.
So unless you make everybody a part of the scam... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what they're doing with the ATM cards?
What's that?
They sit in the van with a telescope, and as you punch in your PIN number, they copy it down.
Where will it all end?
Can you imagine that? Some guy sitting in a van. Not in the old good old days. You sit in a van and with a telescope. You watch somebody get undressed in their apartment. You go home. You have a nice day. Now they got the telescopes are fixed on automatic teller machines to get people's personal PIN numbers.
Jeez.
Can you imagine that?
What happened to good old-fashioned perverts?
I know. Where are they today when we need them?